Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
David Mastin.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am here with episode number 4. So glad you guys could join me today. This is an ad hoc episode. This was something that I did at spur of the moment. It's not even on my schedule. I have a 25 page episode sheet that I've kind of planned out of in regards to things that I want to say or things that I want to talk about or things that I've been through. And this episode here is just literally me getting just a little bit of revelation through the day or just getting a thought throughout the day of something that I've always dealt with, that surprisingly isn't like on my schedule, which is shocking because I wanted this podcast to really deal with the things that I've struggled with, the things that I've dealt with, the things that I've had issues with. And this being, you know, I've talked about rejection, I've talked about, depression and all that kind of stuff and the things that I've been through. But this is one particular topic that wasn't on the schedule. And I don't even know why. But, I was at work. I work from home. While I was at work, I was getting ready to send an email out to somebody. And as I was getting ready to send this email out, this urge of fear just came over me. And it wasn't even anything to be remotely afraid of. Like, there was nothing about the email that I was getting ready to send that should have sparked any type of fear. And I'm laughing because it really wasn't. It wasn't anything bad. It wasn't anything that was going on. It was a regular just email. Matter of fact, I think it was just letting somebody know that their schedule had been approved or whatever. And I'm sitting thinking about this. I'm sitting thinking about this email, and in my mind, all of this fear just bubbles up, and this mass amount of, you know, this email sounds rough, or maybe they'll take it wrong, or maybe I'm not clear. Let me go. Let me do it again. And so an email that should have taken literally 5 minutes to type and send took me 20 minutes because in my head, I am just bubbling over with fear. And my whole life, really, I've been afraid. I've been afraid and fearful of things that I probably shouldn't have been fearful of. Think about it. Everybody has, when they're a child, little small things that you're afraid of. Like, some of us grew up afraid of the dark. There are some adults who to this day still have to sleep with some type of nightlight because they are afraid of the dark. Something traumatic happened. It could have been, or it could have been a movie that they watched one time or whatever. And you just deal with this fear like automatic. You just deal with it. And I always kind of just was a scaredy cat. Like, I was always just afraid of the worst. I can remember when I was 6 years old, I was afraid to get baptized. And my fear of getting baptized wasn't like being afraid of God or being afraid of Jesus Christ or being afraid of what would happen. My fear was that I was going to be dumped into this water and not allowed to come back up. And as silly as it sounds now, that was a real fear of mine. That was like a real true fear that something bad was going to happen to me if they baptized me. And the crazy thing about this is my dad was the one that was baptizing. So it should have been some type of trust that I had in him that he was going to take me down and bring me back up. But I didn't have that. And my brother Sam, he had a little bit of to do with that fear too, because he did tell me one time that there was a guy that they baptized and they end up locking him in the baptism pool. And it's a long story short, because I think it's funny, the baptismal pool at the church that I was growing up at was actually in the ground. So like they would move the piano and they would move the drums, they would move all that stuff, and it was like they would pull up this door on the floor and you would walk down into the, like you would walk down these steps. It was just I hate to say that the baptismal pool was creepy, but it was, cause you lifted up the floor and you walked down in, and he played this terrible joke on me that the guy, they baptized somebody and left him down there, which of course was not true. But still I was just afraid, right? I was afraid. I was fearful of so much. Like I was afraid to talk to girls. I was afraid to hang out with people. I was always just fearful. And when you're dealing with that much just fear and doubt and torment on your mind, you tend to, number one, you don't accomplish things. Number two, you don't go for things. Number three, you just stagnate because you're scared. And as I'm sitting writing this email, trying to figure it out, scared out my mind, the question came immediately to my brain. Why are you scared? What are you scared of? Like, what's really the worst that could happen? Sending this email out. Like, they couldn't get mad if they wanted to. Why are you scared? And as I was asking myself that question just on this simple email, I started to ask myself that question in life. Why am I scared? What am I scared of? Why am I so tense? Why am I so worried? I always use Bible references in these podcasts because in these podcasts, that's definitely not a word. but I always use the Bible because that's my source of truth for my life. And where I go to get my help and my knowledge. But throughout the whole Bible, there's these instances where God in traumatic places and in traumatic situations tells people not to be afraid. Like throughout the Bible, you can read about situations where angels would appear before people. And I don't know about you, but if I'm asleep, it's pitch dark, and all of a sudden an angel pops out of nowhere, I'm gonna be scared. I'm gonna pee my pants. I'm gonna probably pee and poop my pants. I mean, and if that's just too vulgar for you, I don't care. But that's probably what I'm gonna do, right? But you would hear in these situations where the angel would say, "Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid." The disciples would be on boats, and in the middle of the ocean, all of a sudden there's this big, huge storm, and Jesus is asleep, and the disciples are afraid. And then the disciples go to wake him up, and when the disciples go to wake him up, Jesus rebukes the wind, but then rebukes them for being afraid. I think I have a right to be afraid. The boat almost tossed over, right? Or, man, I'm in this situation. I should be able to be afraid. I'm stuck in this traumatic instance. I'm being stuck in this traumatic situation. I think I deserve to be afraid. Like, I deserve, or I think I have the right, not necessarily deserve, but I think I have the authority in this crazy situation to be afraid. And I think the craziest thing about it all is God's expectation that we are not fearful. And I thought about that today. I said, man, I get why I shouldn't be afraid to send out this email. I mean, that's a little bit obnoxious, but isn't there some situations where I can be fearful? Isn't there some type of ability where I can be, where fear is right? If I'm facing this traumatic situation, God, I feel like I should be afraid. If I'm seeing angels in the middle of the night, sure enough, I think I should be afraid. But God says no. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, God, why don't you want us to be fearful? Why don't you want us to be afraid? And then it hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. It hit me like, just wham, like a head on collision just out of nowhere. You cannot fear and trust at the same time. I can go throughout the Bible on multiple situations where people were afraid, and their fear was because for a split second they stopped trusting God. I can even make it as simple as when Adam hid himself and God's voice called out for him. Because he wasn't where he was supposed to be. And Adam's response to God is, I hid because I was afraid. But Adam, you was never afraid. Adam, you were never afraid. Adam interacted with all the beasts of the field. He named every animal. He knew the lions. He knew the tigers. He knew the elephants. He knew the snakes. He knew all of the different aspects and talked to God face to face. Why are you afraid now? You're afraid because there's a doubt. man, I disappointed God, and so I don't want to go back to him because I'm afraid of him. And it happens all the time. People sometimes will leave the church, or they'll leave their relationship with God because they've sinned or they made some mistakes. And it's not because, and they don't go back because they're afraid of him. And I get it. You know, we should all have some type of fear in God as a form of reverence. Screwed that word up three times. like we should all have this reverence of God, but why are we so afraid? Growing up, the thing was, is don't go to hell. Hell is this terrible place. It's a place that you don't want to go to. Don't go there. And they scared you to be saved. But the Bible has a scripture that combats that point of view. And that is, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Would my relationship with God be better if I was afraid of him, or if I loved him? The issue that we face with fear is that fear causes torment, and sometimes torment of nothing. Afraid that you're going to die tomorrow. Why? Why? Afraid that everything's going to go belly up. Why? There's no sign that that is going to happen. Well, it could happen. Well, a lot could happen. But why are you afraid? You're afraid because you don't really trust God. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have wisdom, right? If a car is coming 50 miles an hour down a side street, me thinking that I'm going to cross it in enough time is not wise. And that's why we have to be able to put the difference between being wise and being afraid. Me not drinking poison isn't me afraid of poison. It is me being wise. I shouldn't drink this. I know something bad is going to happen if I do this. But me driving to go pick up my son, I should not be afraid every second that something bad is going to happen to me. I say all that to say that fear has always been my struggle. Fear has always been something that I dealt with that I just didn't kind of know what to do with. And so I ask you the question, just like I asked myself the question, is why are you afraid? And my response back to myself of why I was afraid, ultimately, I had to dig deep. I had to go past just the email. I had to go back to my childhood. I had to go back to situations. I had to go back to everything. And the reason I had to go back to everything was because my whole life I've just lived in torment. Mental torment. But if I can love God and put my trust in him in every situation that I face, fear would have to leave. Because fear, trust, and love cannot all be in the same building. You cannot be afraid and trust at the same time. You cannot be afraid and love at the same time. So I think the message that God is trying to point to all of us, even in this pandemic, is not you should be afraid of me because this pandemic is punishment. No. Do you trust me? Yes, wear your mask. Yes, stay at home. Yes, socially distance. But if you're doing all that you're supposed to do and you're using wisdom, why are you still afraid? God is saying there has to be a point where all of us learn to trust God again. And some of us have a hard time trusting him because we were taught to be afraid of him. And I can't trust him and be afraid of him at the same time. I have to love him with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my soul. When you love him, that is when you start to trust him more and more. Listen, I cannot at all say that I'm perfect. And man, there's even creating this podcast, like I was afraid that somebody was going to talk about me, afraid that somebody was going to know all my business, just afraid, just fear. And I have to ask my question, why am I afraid? It's because I don't trust him. I don't trust my creator. I don't trust my maker. I don't trust my God. I don't trust my supplier. And so I have to fix that. And how do I fix my trust with God? I start loving him. My friend, wherever you are, if you're listening to this, why are you afraid? And the only thing that I can tell you is a true remedy to rid you of this constant torment, this torment that you send your mind through every single day, is that you gotta trust God. And the only way you can trust him is if you love him. Because you can't trust who you're scared of. You can't trust who you're afraid of. Listen, I hope that this revelation or this, my thoughts or what I was thinking about at the time blesses you. If you know somebody that's dealing with fear, please send this to them. Please share it, subscribe, and help somebody else. Listen, my goal is that I want to rescue somebody like God rescued me. And he rescues me every single day. I'm not perfect. I still have some things I have to clean up and get better and make better about myself. But God is a rescuer. God rescued me. He rescued me from my own destruction. He rescued me from my own self. And if he can rescue me, he can rescue you too. If he can pull me up from the rut I was in, he can pull you up too. I just want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your favor. And I thank you just for all that you've done for your people. God, I ask that you help us. Help us to be better. Help us to do better. And help us to trust you. Father, I'm asking that you remove all the fears, all the doubts, all the moments and the situations of life that cause us to be afraid, and have us to trust you more. That trust, God, can only be developed when we start to love you more. And Father, I'm asking that you help us to love you. Help your people to fall in love with you, God. Help me, help us, help everyone to fall in love with you. So that nothing we are faced with, God, nothing that we're dealing with will be afraid. Father, and we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I hope you were blessed. I am praying for you. I am hoping that you are in good health, that you're staying safe, that you're using wisdom. But most of all, I hope you fall back in love with God so you can start trusting him more. And instead of walking in fear, you'll walk in love. God bless you.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.